Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. With the seasons changing, Wilmington's Market Street Music is back in action with a series of fall performances. On this week's arts playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny speaks to Market Street Music Executive Director Jordan Barrett, along with musicians from two of the ensembles performing this month, the Pixis Piano Trio's Jennifer Zijin and Hiroko Yamazaki, and Emily Ballantyne Erb, conductor of the Center City Chorale.
So let me start with you, Jordan. Tell me about Market Street Music, the mission, and what you do.
Market Street Music is a nonprofit organization. We present high-quality concerts at low or no cost in downtown Wilmington. Our mission includes both making these concerts available and accessible to the public, as well as supporting artists with really great performing opportunities. And I should say that while we're centered on classical music, I think we're unique in this area that we also branch out into areas like jazz and folk and world music.
Let me turn to the folks from the Pixis Piano Trio. And I want to ask first, this is a really interesting program that you've chosen. I wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about just that first half and how the and about the music that you've chosen for that.
Yeah. So since this month is a Hispanic Heritage Month, so we decided to celebrate by finishing the first half of the program with Latin and Spanish-inspired music. So the first piece on our program is Joaquin Turina's Piano Trio No. 1 in D major. Turina was one of Spain's most distinctive composers in the early 20th century. And you can definitely hear the sunshine and the passion of Spain in his music. Like many ambitious young musicians of his time, Turina went to Paris to study. So he studied with Dandy and hang out with Debussy and Ravel. He absorbed that elegant French impressionist sound. He came back home and created his wonderful blending of French color and Spanish fire. Turina Piano Trio No. 1 is one of his most beloved chamber work. After Turina, we'll play three duos for violin and cello, something a Pixis tradition. We love including violin cello duos to add variety to our programs. The three duos were arranged by the violinist and the composer Hirono Border. The first piece is Ruggiero. Ruggiero is in the Brazilian choro style. The word choro literally means a sad cry. But the music itself is usually lively, full of joy, the kind of music that just makes you want to tap your foot and smile. The second piece is Una Brava by Angel Villadu. He's often called the father of tango. He wrote some of very first tango in the early 1900s. The music really has that kind of spirit, energetic, playful, and full of personality. The last tango we'll play is El Esquinazo, which means the corner. It's another early tango by Villadu that captures the raw street flavor of tango before it became polished and elegant.
You guys are doing one of my favorite pieces of chamber music, the Schumann Piano Trio No. 3. And so let me go to you, Hiroko. Tell me a little bit about this work and also how the Schumann complements the music on the first half of the program.
Well, it's a stark contrast to the first half, you know, where we have a lot of sunnier pieces on the first half. You know, I think it's the personality of Schumann that really comes through in the second half. So he wrote three piano trios, and this is the third of them. He wrote this one closer to his death, and you can tell that his mental health issues have really gotten the best of him at this point. So, we thought it would be a nice contrast to the first half. I also wanted to keep this in the European side of things, because our second program for Market Street, which will be in April of 2026, that'll be an all-American program. So I wanted to keep this European and European-inspired program for October. We have a special guest for our April concert, Jordan Barrett will be singing. So I wanted to plug that too.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. Let me turn to you now, Emily, and ask you about your ensemble, Cinder City Chorale, performing on October 30th. Tell me about this ensemble first.
So the Cinder City Chorale is a group of about 30 singers who come together during lunchtime on Tuesdays to rehearse, and they present four of our Thursday noontime concerts during each season. This group has been in existence for over 40 years and was started as a way for folks working in downtown Wilmington to be able to sing in an ensemble on their lunch break. Many of our members are retired from the jobs that originally brought them to Cinder City Chorale, but there are still many that come on their lunch break. And I'm so grateful for those that drive in from, you know, out of town to come in still as they're retired, but it just means a lot to them. There's wonderful camaraderie in the group. They work really hard. They're a wonderful bunch of people, and I'm excited to be working with them.
And I understand on this program coming up at the end of October, you're going to be doing a little bit of jazz and a little bit of Hello Autumn kind of stuff as well.
Yes, we have five pieces on the program, and they all celebrate the autumn season in some way. We are opening with a piece called For the Autumn Sky, which really talks about the beauty of the leaves changing and falling and the wind blowing through the trees. It's a really wonderful celebratory start to the program. And then we also have a Paul Langford arrangement of two Johnny Mercer songs, Autumn Leaves and When October Goes. And that arrangement has some really cool, tight jazz harmonies that I think is challenging for the group, but they are rising to the occasion. It's coming together really well, and I'm excited to hear what it sounds like at the end of the month. We also have a piece by Norwegian composer Oleg Yalo called Seasons, which again talks about all four seasons, but really sort of has a melancholy autumnal feel to it that fits the program really well. We have a piece by Audrey Snyder called Autumn Vesper, and the text to that is taken from an Emily Bronte poem called Written in Aspen Castle. And she actually started this poem while traveling in Belgium and didn't finish it for a few months. But the text is sort of a rearrangement of her poem through the words. It's really beautiful. Sort of talks about the haunted aspect of fall. And, you know, this concert is on October 30th, so it's the day before Halloween. So we have a little bit of a nod to the spookiness of the season. And then we end the program with John Rutter's For the Beauty of the Earth, which has been a favorite of mine since I was a child. And I just can't think of the fall season without thinking of this song. And it, on the way out of rehearsal just on yesterday, one of our singers told me that the song has such joy inherent in it, and you just can't help but express that when you're singing it. So I hope the audiences feel that as well.
Yeah, and for people listening, if you haven't heard the choral music of John Rutter, you're in for a treat. He's one of the best kind of contemporary choral composers, I think, right now.
Yes.
And has been for quite some time.
Yes. I think an interesting thing about this program, this is coincidental but worth noting, all of the composers and arrangers, with the exception of Johnny Mercer, are living, which is kind of cool, a whole program of living composers. And we will be featuring two instrumentalists. We have a flutist coming to join us, and one of our own singers, a cellist, will be playing on the Mercer mashup as well.
Excellent. Let me come back to you, Jordan, to sort of wrap our discussion up. We've mentioned this a couple of times, and Cinder City Chorale, that concert is kind of a non-traditional concert time, 12:30 in the afternoon on a Thursday. And there are some other of these Thursday lunchtime concerts that you've mentioned. I know Philadelphia Viola Quartet is coming up on the 16th, James Fernando Jazz Trio on the 23rd, just in this month. Can you talk for a moment about what makes these lunchtime performances special and important to the work that you do?
Well, first and foremost is the fact that they are completely free to the public. They are just 30 minutes, and so they're really designed for if you have a lunch break working in downtown Wilmington that you can just pop in. We collect a free will offering, but it's not necessary, so that, you know, in the fall and in the spring, you can get 10 weeks each of just these little snippets of something beautiful to just kind of break up your day. And I know that more and more workers are coming back to downtown Wilmington. Companies are moving into Wilmington. They're building apartments. So, you know, we hope that more and more people are going to be able to enjoy these totally free of charge, just half an hour. I think that little digestible snippet is what makes them special. And it's such a big variety, from jazz to world music to choral music to organ music, et cetera.
And a good way to spend your lunch hour, probably more productive than doom scrolling on your phone, right?
I agree. This is really the opposite of doom scrolling. It's just sitting somewhere without thinking too much and absorbing something beautiful.
Thanks to Market Street Music Executive Director Jordan Barrett for joining our Martin Matheny on this edition of Arts Playlist, along with Jennifer Zijin and Hiroko Yamazaki from the Pixis Piano Trio, and Emily Ballantyne Erb from the Center City Chorale. The Pixis Piano Trio performs October 18th, and Center City Chorale performs October 30th. For more information, head to marketstreetmusicde.org. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we learn why tickets to your favorite sporting events remain stubbornly expensive. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.